This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. In December of 2011, Frank and Carol Morsani gave around $20 million to the University of South Florida for a brand new medical college that would bear the name of the Tampa auto dealer and his wife.
But I got a new mission statement that I think all of you will embrace for the USF. It's lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Now, after 6 years of site selection, planning, and infrastructure improvements, construction has finally begun on the USF Morsani College of Medicine and Heart Institute. But the multi-story, 319,000-square-foot facility isn't being built on USF's North Tampa campus. It's going up as a cornerstone of Water Street Tampa, a $3 billion development of 50 acres downtown. In 2014, Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn said a downtown medical school could be bigger than moving the Tampa Bay Rays to his side of the bay. 3 years later, the mayor spoke at an event marking the beginning of construction. Buckhorn, who happens to be married to an associate vice president of USF Health, hasn't changed his mind about the school's importance to Tampa.
Look at what we are on the verge of. Look at what this university has become. Look at what this medical school is becoming. Look at what this district is going to be. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you're not going to recognize this city.
Water Street Tampa is designed by Strategic Property Partners, the real estate firm backed by Tampa Bay Lightning owner Jeffrey Vinnick and Cascade Investment. Their goal is to create a district where people will live, work, and play. But the location means more than that to USF students. System President Judy Genshaft points out that, right now, the university is just one of three of the top 100 med schools in the country not located near a teaching hospital. That will change with the new school being just minutes from Tampa General Hospital.
And we're going to be very proud when we leave that three and they become two and we're downtown right next to the major teaching hospital where we can just take a boat taxi over.
That proximity is something first-year med student Tillman Chambers looked at when he applied to USF. He's among the first group of students who will use the new building when it opens in 2019.
We're going to be the first class to really get to go through it and really spend some time in the classroom, so we're all really excited. I know a lot of people that are buying condos downtown. They're really ready to move down here. The USF area up in North Tampa is really nice, but it's really nice to have our own space down here.
And Med School Council Student Body President Rose Tillis adds that students finishing up their medical school experience, like she is, also are excited.
And I know that a lot of the people who are in my year, especially, are considering this in our considerations of residency applications. So it's a good reason to stay in Tampa, and I think it's definitely important.
The building will house around 2,300 students, faculty, and researchers. With applications for the 170 student slots jumping 60% in the past 4 years, College Dean Dr. Charlie Lockwood is now working on finding the dozens of new teachers and investigators needed for both the medical college and the Heart Institute.
So we've had spectacular success with recruiting students and with recruiting NIH-funded investigators and with building our clinical services at Tampa General that will be the base, the foundation, for the kind of cardiovascular heart researchers that we'll have in that building.
Of the $153 million estimated to be needed for the new building, around $110 million has been raised through state funding and the Morsani's original donation 6 years ago. This coming legislative session, USF officials expect to ask for an additional $21 million. To see video from the construction site, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.